The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Right and stand up to what's wrong. We must take America back, now and forever, with God in his rightful place. Then he will bless and protect the U.S. We must take America back. We must take America back.
And welcome. Thanks for listening to the National Intel Report this April 8th, 2022. I'm your substitute stand-in, irregular rotation host, Chris Steiner, here substituting on some occasion on National Intel Report. And we'll have Dr. Brian Artis joining us in just a moment. So I guess I'll jump into a little bit of news that I think is worth mentioning when it comes to the cognitive decline that we've seen in our youth lately, the increase in their desire to live. But well, I get maybe not, Doctor. Maybe I'll have to say that for later on. I was going to talk about the Brown University study that showed a 23% dive in young children's development. That's from about 2018 to 2019. So we have to ask ourselves what kinds. Oh, Dr. Artis is on camera, but I see he's. It looks like he'll be back. I'm not sure if he can hear me. The moment you come back, Dr. Artis, we will start with you and introduce you. Once again, he joined us back on March 25th and 27th. 25th, when I was honored to be guest host on the What Really Happened radio show. And on the 27th, on my own show, which is Sundays, 10 a.m. to noon Central Time, 11 a.m. to 1 Eastern. And my website is theliberationstation.com. You can join in the chat room. That's the chat room regularly used for my show on Sundays. That's on the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com. And we are streaming live also on Facebook, facebook.com/wearechange.tampa. Dr. Artis, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Oh, great. All right. I want to make sure you can read me. And I'll just skip over the news. I was started to add filler in to the start of the show here. And I'll just give you a brief introduction, since you've been on a couple times, as I just mentioned, that, let me get back to your bio here, and that is at his site, thedrartistshow.com, thedrartistshow.com. So I see in your bio, a lot of what motivated you is you lost your father-in-law in early 2020 because of ill-advised hospital protocols, and I remember you talking about that, Dr. Artis, on the Robert Scott Bell show, and how it really set afire your desire to talk about remdesivir. You spoke about the history of remdesivir being named a critical treatment by Fauci, and then a few months later, the FDA adopted it, and in overriding hydroxychloroquine. You head up Artis Labs, the Artis Healing Center that's helped out thousands of patients from all over the world, including from countries as far away as the Philippines, Taiwan, Australia, Barbados, Italy, Scotland, and more. You're the CEO of Artis Labs and host of the Dr. Artis Show. Sold the Artis Healing Center in October 2018. Now consult the three practitioners who've taken over the practice, which now carries the name North Texas Healing Center. Co-founded True Labs LLC and formulate all of the hydration products that you make. And you can find your podcast, The Dr. Artis Show, on Vocal Now, spelled V-O-K-A-L, now, Rumble, and right there on the site, thedrartistshow.com. And the site for your True Labs LLC is trulabs.com. And we'll get into some of what I just got in your email from your assistant, Christia, that you'd like to talk about. Let's start with what you'd like to talk about in terms of, let me pull up the right window here. I'm so scattered here, Dr. Artis. It's recovery, I believe, and I have three windows open here. I'm trying to pull up, there we go. The color scheme changed on me. I'm trying to get everything going here. So about the best ways to protect yourself and solutions for best overall immunity and the cliffhanger you left us with last week with the news you're going to break. So would you like to start any of those?
Yeah. Well, it's great to be back on your show, first of all. And
thank you.
Appreciate all you're doing to try to educate and inspire and warn people around the world and bring some truth to them.
Thanks for all your hard work. You're busy talking on the circuit, too, and coming up, takeactionforfreedom.com. I forgot to mention here at the intro that you're a part of that six-city Florida tour. You're on a few of the northern cities. So if folks want to see you in person coming up April 21st through the 30th, go to takeactionforfreedom.com, and you can see Dr. Artis in person. And I'll see if I'll be able to join you as well, hopefully at one of these one of those, I think Orlando you're speaking at, so that's the nearest location to me. But thanks again for all your hard work.
You're very welcome. Yeah, we'll actually be in a few places. We'll be in Cincinnati this weekend, and we'll be, of course, actually be back in Ohio or Illinois the next week, and then we'll be in Florida coming up soon for a 4-city tour throughout the Panhandle down to Orlando. There's a 7-city tour there with medical experts and others like Dr. Ryan Cole and Robert Malone, and I think Peter McCullough will be at some of those. And anyway, a lot of us will be speaking on those things. So last time when I was on your show, we did talk about there would be news that would be coming out that I actually had given my word to a individual named Stu Peters that he could release the info first. And his film crew is not done with that interview and will be releasing it on Monday, this coming up Monday. There are three other platforms. I have pre-recorded the worldwide info, and that will be going live right after Stu Peters is released. So he'll release his first. I gave him his word he could do that because I put my faith in him initially to talk about what we're doing and what I'm working on. And then he's helped to bring that to light and bring it visually to light in a very professional manner, a documentary style 1-hour presentation. And then Mike Adams announced today through his platform at Health Ranger and Brighteon.tv that all of his hosts and podcasters will be actually launching a 3-chapter version of the same information that I filmed with him also. So that's all pre-recorded. He's got all the documentation, and that will be going worldwide also off his platforms as soon as Stu Peters is launched on Monday. And we'll find out if you follow Stu Peters at StuPeters.com. He actually will be announcing over the weekend through his social media on Telegram. Also, his producers, film crew, will be making alerts to notify the public when it goes live and what time to expect to see it. So I've been busy providing documentation to them for what's about to be revealed. And that is...
Yeah, I heard Stu Peters say over 4,000 pages that he has to mull over. And I saw it was an in-person interview that you teased that this breaking info on. So I'm really interested to hear, though, when you mention that mucunipurians, and I looked up that that's a snake bite anti-venom and the connection to COVID. So is there anything you can tell us now about that?
Yeah, so as he hinted to, as you saw in the video, that he's releasing info faster than I thought he was going to. So he's like teasing out stuff, and that was not part of what I even expected. So that was not me. That was him.
Oh, I thought it was. Well, I heard it from you. I thought you mentioned mucunipurians. And
I did.
And the snake bite text. So I did a little bit of research. And okay. I remember mucunipurians, by the way, being an aphrodisiac formula from Swanson Vitamins. So
I was fine saying that on your interview. I actually have been saying that for the last 2 months as a part of my own research when people would ask me, what would you do if you got COVID, or what would you do if you got these shots? And I always said best thing I would do is I would get that product, mucunipurines, for a reason. And I never disclosed what that reason was, but you guys are going to kind of put that together as people see this. But absolutely, yes, true. This is going to be an antidote for people that they should be considering. And it really is true. We're going to be breaking down thousands of pages of documents over multiple platforms. Stu had no idea how much research I had. So the entire interview was just kind of us talking and talking. And I only shared like 4 or 5 documents, but I brought with me about 1,000. So he's got lots of documentation for his crew to go through. But he brought in some of the best documentary filmmakers around the country that just happened to be available over these 2 weeks to help produce this documentary in a hurry. And he is spending a lot of money to do that. And so I'm going to respectfully hold to my word that I will let them release it. And as you saw the trailer, it was very well done. And just so you know, Stu and I talked today, and he said he hasn't seen it yet, but the hour of the production is almost finished. And he said the film producer said, if you thought the 3-minute clip was intense, the entire hour is just like that, the whole thing. So it is one bombshell after another that I'm revealing to Stu, and then we provided him with all the documentation. But we actually filmed for over 5 hours that interview, just sitting there, two of us. And anyway, so I had to give him all this documentation, and he actually says at one point, behind the camera is more documents than I've ever seen anybody ever present or bring with them to any kind of interview ever. But he hadn't even had time to go through all of it at that point when we filmed a couple weeks ago on March 22nd. But by far, it's going to be a very, very disturbing, very eye-opening revelation. And the great news is, once this actual gets out, everyone around the world will know how to treat all of COVID and all of its variants, which is phenomenal. So once you know what it is that I'm about to reveal on the world, there's not a doctor on the planet. There's not even a person at home that doesn't know how to handle it. And so it's going to be phenomenal. And it really will back up everything that Pierre Corey of the FLCCC group has been championing for the last 2 years, along with Dr. Merrick. And those two co-founded the FLCCC.net group and have been saving lives. What Dr. Richard Bartlett has said with budesonide from the beginning, what Judy Mikovits said in the Plandemic documentary with Mickey Willis, which she called an antidote to the pandemic.
Is that Surabhin? Is that to what you're referring?
Yeah. So this backs up what she said. And then it's going to back up what Zev Zelenko has been championing with for the last 2 years also. So all it's going to do is reconfirm that they were right. They just didn't know what they were right about. All they knew is that it was working. And as Zev Zelenko told me the other day, he said, he asked me to tell him what it was I was going to be releasing. I said, I can't tell you. I'm sorry. You're just going to have to wait for the rest of everybody. And the truth is I have a hard time trusting anybody that I don't know is very, very well. And I've only spent like 30 minutes with Zev Zelenko in my life, even though we have talked many times and done interviews together a lot, but in person, I really do trust Zev. I just don't know who all I can give this information to and trust it before all these platforms make it worldwide. So it's about the only way I thought I could protect myself. And when Zev Zelenko came out and said I was the number one assassin on Big Pharma's assassination list, I told him it's because of what I'm researching. I know they know what I'm looking at and what I'm downloading and what I'm saving. That warning came from Zev Zelenko the day I flew back from filming for the first time with Stu Peters, all of this info. So it was, the timing was not ironic. It was absolutely on point. But he didn't even know I was doing it. He had no idea I was up there with Stu. He just got wind that I was number one and he was number two on a hit list. And the truth is, I know and was learning and figuring out what actual COVID is. And Zev Zelenko already had the actual known public. He already knew how to handle it. And in fact, when I told him the other day that Stu, I said, Zev, I said, I'm not going to tell you what I'm working on. I said, I just need you to do me a favor. Don't ever change your protocol for any variant of COVID. Stay with hydroxychloroquine and zinc. God told you to use that, and you need to keep using it. And he said, hey, Doc, can I tell you something? I said, what's that? And he goes, this is just a couple days ago. And he goes, you know, I've had 100% success rate. It doesn't matter what the variant is. I just use hydroxychloroquine and zinc, and it works 100% of the time. And I said, I know. Just keep using it. There's a reason why they're targeting you. They don't like your recommendations, and that's okay. But zinc and hydroxychloroquine are very well documented. And I'll just tell you right now that just for fun, Dr. Eric Naputi, if you don't know who he is, he's a chiropractor out of St. Louis. He actually, in the beginning of the pandemic, was just on Facebook telling people not to be afraid of COVID. And he was saying things like, buy vitamin D and zinc, and it'll save your life. Well, without him knowing, our actual Department of Justice and our Congress, United States, had written this new law surrounding the corona pandemic. And this law states that nobody can promote anything natural or is not inside of the protocols for the pandemic for treatment. So the fact that he was just out there on Facebook talking about these things and over a million people saw it, he was the very first doctor in the country to be targeted with a lawsuit from the Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission. They sued him for $8 million for talking about vitamins and minerals against COVID. So he calls me the other day after he sees this Stu interview and sees Zev Zelenko's announcement on number one on assassination list, and he's just offering his help. And I literally said to him, I said, can I ask you a question? And he goes, yes. And I said, why were you targeted? What was it they were so angry about? Do you know? And he goes, well, based on the lawsuit, he said they were targeting me because I was recommending vitamin D. And I said, I have a question. And he goes, yes. And I said, did you ever mention zinc? And he goes, oh, yeah, it was vitamin D and zinc.
All the time.
And I said, Eric, you don't even know it, but that's why they targeted you. It wasn't the vitamin D. It was the zinc, actually. And he's like, really? And I said, yep. All I wanted to hear from you was, did you ever say zinc? That's why they came after you. It is so flippin' obvious once I declare all this research to the world that they knew from the beginning that hydroxychloroquine and zinc were answers for this weapon. And they knew it. So they're going to punish anybody for saying it. So anyway, that's why they're targeting Zev and have been for a long time. And it's why they're now going to come after me, because once I tell the world what it is, the gig is up. The whole gig's up. I mean, all of COVID, the whole thing is about to be uncovered. And why it is on Earth, God let me have this info. I think he just knew that my mind worked differently than others, and that I would follow the promptings to follow this rabbit chase or rabbit hole. But I couldn't believe, and as you saw in the Stu Peters interview, I couldn't believe how evil it was. So I'm not talking about what all of it is, but I will tell you, I told you here what an antidote is towards an aspect of what I believe through my research is extremely helpful to people and protective naturally to boost the immune system and protect your cells from oxidative stress, which is the underlying cause for all disease, including from SARS-CoV-2 or from vaccine injury or from drug poisoning. I'll throw out those. And that's why when my producer asked me, what would you like to talk about today? It was, it's going to be the same stuff I talked about nonstop, which is there's ways to protect yourself naturally. There are a few FDA approved over the counter, now prescription type products like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, that are proven to be effective. So the narrative doesn't stop on what the solutions are. What's going to change is their approach to what they're looking for and what they're calling COVID, and then they'll know better how to address it because they're already trained to do that. They just didn't know that's what they were supposed to look for. So anyway, that's what we should talk about, I think, is just continuing to promote that doctors have been right all along. Those who have been championing in our corner, there is a couple things, I will not talk about those now, that are going to be solutions. And it's not because I want to hold them. It's because there's not a massive wave right now going around of COVID. If I heard right now that there was this new variant that they're promoting and scaring people with, I would come out with it right now. I would say, I don't care if you're done, Stu, push it right now.
Well, there's the Hong Kong.
What is it? So there's a little lull right now in conversation. Yeah.
Well, Australia, you know, one of the worst of the five Queen's Commonwealth countries, God save the Commonwealth from the Queen, I say, but Australia is claiming this new Hong Kong variant taking over. So, you know, their last grasp at control to blame Hong Kong. I'm not sure.
Sure. So we've got time. We can wait like three more days before you know it all. But there's only one thing. And I just want you to know, Zev Zelenko said it doesn't matter what variant they've actually handled, Delta, Omicron, Alpha, whatever. It doesn't matter. Every time hydroxychloroquine and zinc works. And I will say that's what people should use. and then we talked about Makuna purines with you the other day. Absolutely. I would make sure everybody had some of that. I'm that convinced you should have it because of its protective nature. And then there's one other thing found in nature that they wanted to badmouth from the beginning, and they know because it's protective against this biological weapon, and they can call it a virus all they want. You're about to learn what the world it really is. And it's pretty, I have to tell you, I'm very excited to see this go out. From the interview you saw, that was the first time I talked with anybody through all of my research for 4 months. And to say I have felt the weight and gravity of the whole world on my shoulders, I've never felt anything like this. I've never felt this much fear, anticipation, threat, and then the want to get it out to the masses as fast as possible, but then to also be smart and protect myself because people have died who were very close to revealing this info. And so it was very, very heavy. So right when he started asking me, why are you doing this? I just started bawling, and I did not think I was going to do that. I just started crying, and it took me several minutes to calm down. I couldn't like, but ever since being able to relate that info, get this into hands of people that can help preserve the documentation, have it in fail-safe locations, it has been a huge weight off of me, and very excited to have the world know it. So if we could talk about things that we know that are effective against COVID-19, I'll talk about them and any other variants. So they're not giving up the pandemic. They're not letting this go. There is a next wave that's coming. You just saw that Joe Biden yesterday, I think it was, the Supreme Court voted that the federal mandate that Joe Biden wrote an executive order for, that all civilian federal employees were mandated to be vaccinated. There was a courthouse in Texas who said he does not have the authority to do that. So they banned it. They banned his executive order. Well, yesterday the Supreme Court lifted that ban and said, no, he can do it. And so they're going to push all the vaccines now on all federal civilian employees. And they're not giving this narrative up. They're not done with their vaccine agenda. They have not accomplished the amount of people they want to vaccinate. The fear-mongering is not going to stop. The variants, the poisoning, the gain-of-function testing they're promoting and pushing out on all of you. I actually think there's a part of this lull right now that they've had to manufacture more of their COVID-19 variants. And they just need time to make more. You'll see why when you learn about what it is, you're going to go, oh yeah, they would definitely need time for that. So,
well, more variants, more followers, more bootlickers who will stay to keep their job, and of course, a lot of the establishments has had to recant their COVID shot requirements and say, we'll give you delays, or we'll take you back if you're not vaccinated. Nurses and firefighters and police and various departments. But yeah, the agenda does continue. It just rolls on. Maybe a little slower than they plan to, but for the setbacks that they've suffered, the reprieves that we've had, then they're taking our temperature before they push again. And yeah, that's what's happening.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think it's one of the reasons why they needed Donald Trump in December of 2021, 4 months ago, to start chirping about everybody needs to get the vaccines, and his vaccines work.
Boosters.
I think they needed him to go into action to get the other half of America that's unwilling to get the shots. They all think they're all behind Donald. So if he comes out and says, mine are saving the planet, I got the booster, that it was going to get a whole bunch of people behind him, the other half of America, they thought that would sign up, but they haven't.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. With Trump, a lot of the Trump supporters, that's the one thing that they don't agree with him on. And you've seen him being booed twice. And last time he says, tries to shush them up, which is kind of like a snowflake would. He can't stand the criticism. I wonder, though, what am I missing in the story where first he says that the cure can't be worse than the disease, and then he gets COVID, so he gets natural immunity. Then he gets a shot after he has natural immunity. Then he gets a booster. So, then he keeps pushing boosters, saying that it saved millions. And, he's so out of touch, like the Candace Owens interview for one. So it seems like, if people thought that he might have been uninformed when he enacted the warp speed, $6.4 billion, funding warp speed, which is quite fascist, whatever the amount is, and now that he has left office, well, what kind of pressure would he be under to be still pushing for the booster? Plus, when about 2 months ago he said that there are certain politicians who have no backbone, quote unquote backbone, who won't admit to taking the booster. Well, he was sleight of hand referring to Governor DeSantis here in Florida. In a recent interview on OAN, he had said that when he was asked if he took a booster, he said, he didn't say no, but he said, I just took the normal shot. So I think it's for Trump to criticize somebody who hasn't taken the booster and not actually naming them portrays someone who doesn't have a backbone. If he can't name DeSantis by name, and maybe as a, because he knows he's a possible contender for the White House next election cycle, even though DeSantis said he's going to continue trying to be, run for re-election as governor. All right, we'll be back with Dr. Brian Artis here on the National Intel Report. I'm Chris Steiner filling in. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Like a king, he leaned his shopping cart against the wall. He said, I've been a lot of places and I've seen a lot of things, but sonny, I've seen one thing beats them all. When I was flying back from Lubbock, I saw Jesus on the plane. Or maybe it was Elvis, you know, they kind of look the same. Hey, hey, look out, Junior, you're stepping on my bed. I said, I don't see nothing. You just glad at me and said, if
there. And we're back. On National Intel Report, thanks for tuning in today. This is April 8th, 2022, joined by Dr. Brian Artis. You can reach us at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And toll-free, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I'm Chris Steiner here, filling in on National Intel Report. And in the chat at my website, theliberationstation.com, I'm checking out the chats, but more so we're getting some chat feedback on the Facebook live feed at facebook.com/wearechange.tampa, facebook.com/wearechange.tampa, which you can get to when you go to the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com. And then right under the RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, live player, the live video button for Facebook is there, so you don't need to remember the Facebook link. It's always going to be there. And let's see what's going on here. Dr. Artis with my Skype on the video. Right when we're going into break, something happened to Skype where Skype has two windows, and one of them had you in it. I don't know if there's some setting you changed or...
I haven't touched anything.
All right, let's see here.
I still see me on mute. Me and you.
Oh, we're on mute?
Nope, Mike? I just see you and me still.
And yeah, we have the producer. Okay, I'm looking at my other computer there. So we're connected on RBN. So Mike should be picking us up.
There I am.
There you are. Yeah, something strange during the breaks happens where, like I said, Skype has two different windows, and it switches you from one to the other. So I have to plot in your graphics again. Sorry, folks, trying to make this audio-visual presentation look and sound good. Mike takes care of the sound. I'm my own producer here, so don't have the luxury of a video producer. All right, Dr. Artis, where we left off, we were talking about Trump, and wondering if you'd like to comment on anything I had to say.
I actually think I'm one of very few that are in circles I'm in with a lot who doesn't trust the narrative of Trump right now. And a lot of people are trying to get literally private meetings over and over. I keep hearing from people who know Trump and his team. They keep trying to get me to have a private meeting with him. And I always tell him, Peter McCullough has agreed to come with me. I'll go over the hospital protocols, let Peter McCullough go over the actual data on the vaccine dangers, because all I keep hearing from Donald Trump's team is that he's unaware of what's really happening carnage-wise and death-wise from the COVID-19 vaccines. I will tell you that one of Donald Trump's attorneys last week on a phone call with me and Thomas Renz, my attorney, Thomas Renz turned over to Donald Trump's attorney, who I know gave Donald Trump all the data on Friday night last week, gave him the DMED data, which is the Department of Defense medical data, which talks and shows the increase of heart disease and diseases among the military personnel. And he was shocked over all the data. And that information got taken from him to Donald Trump, and he thought it was great to get that information. Didn't think Donald Trump knew it. But I kept telling Donald Trump's attorney, along with Thomas Renz, my attorney, that he needs to get a meeting with me and Thomas Renz and Peter McCullough. Peter McCullough has already agreed to do it with me. Anywhere in the world, I'd fly him in and we'd meet with him. But the fact that he has continued to resist that request for the last 4 months, which has come up multiple times, I keep saying I will go wherever he is. The fact that he's not willing to do that just even screams more that I personally can't trust him. But I keep telling people I'll trust him if he will talk to me and try to convince me to trust him, because I'll be a proponent for him. I voted for him twice. I was just pissed in December of 2021 when he told Mark Levine on Fox News that his shots have saved millions of lives worldwide. It would have been the Spanish flu all over again if it wasn't for me. And in the same breath, he says, I'm also the one that got us Remdesivir, which we know is a therapeutic that works. And I was like, ugh, that's disgusting. Everyone's showing up at your rallies, Donald Trump. They all hate the vaccines and the mandates of these vaccines, and they hate Remdesivir and know the truth about Remdesivir. So either Donald Trump is oblivious that his audience and who his audience is, but from a speaker standpoint and a politician standpoint, you should know what your audience wants to hear from you and what they're trying to support out of you and wanting support from you. What his people want is someone to abolish the vaccines, apologize for warp speed, admit that he had bad advice, and then drop all the mandates, get rid of the vaccines, talk bad about those that are pushing them, and then make sure Remdesivir is taken out of all hospitals, and now all newborns are giving it to treat anybody with COVID-19 because they all know the truth. We've been a part of exposing that whole truth. There is way better, safer, alternative early treatment options for all of COVID in respect to the hospital protocols just using Remdesivir. His audiences know that. So why does he continue to refuse to acknowledge that? He's either demented like Joe Biden, or he really has bad advice, or he's a part of the whole damn plot. So he's either an actor. I actually think he's just an actor being given a script, being told what to say, and they may just use him and Joe Biden. They might have Donald Trump set up warp speed, now get him out of office and bring in Joe Biden. Joe Biden was unsuccessful at getting 70 to 80% of a country vaccinated, so now they need Donald Trump a year later to make sure it happens. They're going to promise Donald Trump will put you back in office. If he doesn't get the other 50% to get vaccinated, they'll bring Joe Biden back in, or Leonardo DiCaprio, whoever else loves the World Economic Forum.
Send in the clones if you notice anatomical differences in Biden, for instance. Some people think he's a clone, so who knows? Maybe Trump is as well, or maybe he stepped out of line at some point, and some people see some differences in Trump. He looks a little bit younger than he did before. I don't know, but
I'm totally up to him changing my mind. I'm totally open to being wrong about Trump, but he's going to have to convince me. And he hasn't done it yet. So his actions, his words for the last 5 months have just bothered me the whole time. It just fits into a narrative that everyone's been trying to push this whole time around COVID-19, and I find it disgusting. So I would like somebody to have some balls and say, you know what, these shots are causing a lot of harm. I thought that Operation Warp Speed and bringing a antidote in the way of a vaccine to stop the lockdowns was effective, but that's never what he says. People always try to apologize this away for him to me. And they say, you know, we all get the view that Donald Trump pushed Operation Warp Speed to try to protect our economy from being locked down. So this is why he was bullying the FDA to get these shots on the market. And I said, yeah, but that's not what he says. He never says that. He never says my vaccines and pushing of Operation Warp Speed was to protect our economy. No, no, he has never said that. He always says, my shot saved hundreds of millions of lives. It would have been another Spanish flu. So that's a flat-out lie. Everyone that's listening to him knows that's a lie. He should know that's a lie. But the fact that people want to apologize away his reasonings for doing it, if that was true and that was why Donald Trump did it, Donald Trump would say it. Like, just say it. He tried to save us. Just say it. Mm-hmm. And if you got it wrong, admit you were wrong. You got bad advice, bad shots. They're turning out to be horrible. They're hurting a lot of people, and when I'm in office again, we'll make sure we get these all shut down, and we're going to save millions of lives that way. But he hasn't said that. Mm-hmm.
Well, there are several other issues as well that you think that he should recant, redeem himself, his support for Secure 5G and Beyond Act of 2020, Public Law 116-129, and his support of GMO, executive order. I have a whole list of and why Trump is deep state, and a lot of which the progressives would agree with. Yeah. You know, executive order July 11th, 2019, on modernizing and the regulatory framework for agriculture biotechnology products that's supported GMO. And, you know, he never pardons Snowden, Manning, and Assange. He's silent on 9/11, despite the newscasts of him saying on 9/11 that there must have been explosives planted in the buildings. He expanded the Patriot Act by indefinitely detaining Adham Amin Hassoun for life. Well, it would have been his life until he fought it and beat it. Expanded the NDAA. You know, NSA spying, expanded Section 702 or 1702 for warrantless wiretapping. You know, the bump stock ban, the red flag gun laws. When he was sitting next to Dianne Feinstein, he said, quote, you could take the guns first, go through due process second, end quote, talking about the red flag gun laws. And I know he did change his mind on the bump stock ban. And other things I just won't get into right now for the sake of time. But, you know, the old good cop, bad cop routine is beyond some. And that's... This kind of information, you know, should be brought up to progressives as well. And I urge people to call into progressive talk shows, any adversarial talk show. But when you call into progressive talk shows, let them know that, well, if you're so progressive, if you're so terrified of Trump being reelected again, why doesn't your side of the same coin point these things out? Oh, because the policies are continuing. It's about a continuity of agenda of the policies and not the personality. So, you know, there are all these other issues that I fault Trump on and more that I just won't get into. It makes you wonder, could he be, there are good things that he's done, but could he be that the ignorant on this interlocking multinational corporation, multinational corporate fascism that he's helping out to install here.
So, I really will say that I voted for him twice. I actually thought and trusted that he was going to do great. I actually live in a realm, you know, all of us have our own boxes that we live in. I love research and I love topics of health. So COVID has been right up my alley to look at things that are statistically significant or listed as statistically significant, but not really. They're insignificant, really. And then love going through research studies and then helping bring to light what is going to be a life-saving protocol, lifestyle changes to improve the outcomes of a possible pandemic. I mean, that's what I've been doing right. The whole time.
So you want to talk about some of the hospital protocols and
the fact that Donald Trump,
what you have to offer.
Yeah, the fact that you were just listing off a whole bunch of stuff that gives you concerns about him being possibly deep state, it was very obvious to me in the beginning of December of 2021 that all of a sudden there's a huge problem with Donald Trump's message with what is of value to me. So of value to me is preserving life, improving life naturally, and boosting natural immunity. To even come out of his mouth that he still believes the shots are the best way to help get over the pandemic, and then he's going to say that it stopped another Spanish flu that killed hundreds of millions of people worldwide. Now, that was just disgusting to me. And then to talk about remdesivir, and he brought it, it's therapeutic, it works. He didn't have anything to do with remdesivir. He doesn't own Gilead. He doesn't own Vanguard or BlackRock that owns Gilead. He didn't bring this to light. If anybody should be thanked, it's Pfizer. Pfizer's the one that said, Gilead, you got the contract from Fauci for all hospitals in America to use only your drug to treat all COVID-19 patients, and we know you don't have the manufacturing facilities to do this. So Pfizer said, Gilead, we're going to let you use our facilities to make all your remdesivir. I mean, if anybody should be guilty, it's Pfizer for helping them. But I don't know the link of Donald Trump to Pfizer, other than maybe he's a global elitist and he's tied into all of it. Who knows? All I know is in the realm of health, in relationship to COVID, variants, protection, natural immunity, he hasn't been speaking to that at all. So that is still concerning to me. I'm actually convinced at this point, and I've told many people who are very close to Trump's team, even close to General Mike Flynn, who was with him all last week, seriously, as his NSA advisor for the first year of his presidency, I told them all, you think Joe Biden and his administration with COVID this last year and a half has been bad? Wait till Donald Trump gets back in. I mean, this is how deeply I believe he's in bed with all of them. And I have a hard time trusting that he'll be a bigger bully to the American people. And he's assisting the narrative, which is to get the whole world mass vaccinated. Like, let that go already. It's not working. It's very dangerous. It's creating more harm than good. I mean, it's already been established that for every one child that is saved with the SARS-CoV-2 COVID-19 shots, the 5 to 18-year-olds right now, for every one they save, 100 children are dying from injuries of the vaccines. When does that even make sense? That's the actual data right now. We have 100 kids dying from the side effects of the shots to save one. That's so barbaric and ridiculous. So
all over the VAERS database, all those reports.
Yeah, it's just disgusting. So they need to get off this vaccine agenda. Anybody promoting it, I've been on stages many times. Lots of Trump supporters have been there. And I just tell them all, just so you know, anybody on the planet that is saying, trust the vaccines, you can never trust that person until they say the opposite. This is why I say, don't ever trust anybody. And I'll look at the crowd with 4,000 people out there and I'll go, and when I say no one, I mean no one. Nobody. Don't trust anyone that says it's safe, effective, and you should get it. I'm getting it. And then shush the ones booing over the boosters. That dude didn't get no booster. Donald Trump did not get a booster. Right. Did he take a selfie video and post it on his new social media platform to show the world he got the booster? No. If you notice, when Bill O'Reilly asked him, did you get the booster? He pauses before he says, yeah. And I'm like, he had to think about what his answer was going to be in the and the consequences if he says the opposite. He didn't get no flipping booster shot.
He's listening to his earplug, probably his little implant, maybe.
Yeah, there's something in his ear. They're like telling him what to say.
Remote controlled neurophone, by the way, that kind of technology exists. Where you just have to have two electrodes touching you, and you can hear through your nervous system. You know, even if you have hearing, it doesn't override your normal hearing.
Is that true? I want to see that.
Yeah, Patrick Flanagan's neurophone has been around for years. So, yeah, when see certain candidates over the years with a suspicious power pack or something on their back and nothing going in their ear, makes me wonder, do they have a neurophone feeding their info to them?
Yeah, you know it's true. You know, presidents and these delegates, these elected officials, they have all these speech writers, and they're just reading off a prompt. Who's to say they're not putting something in their ear, too, telling them what to say like a journalist does all the time, or in their brain, whatever it is. I wouldn't trust anything coming out of their mouth. Especially if they support the vaccines and support remdesivir. Do not trust any of them.
Right. You know, let's get on to remdesivir, the history of that, and you know, if you could talk about the timeline, like I've heard you talk about before. I just want to correct myself that I said Section 1702. It's Section 702 of the FISA amendments that Trump had signed, S-139 at the time. Senate Bill 139, and that was back in 2018. Gave the NSA to collect our emails, chat logs, browsing history without first obtaining a warrant. And Dr. Artis has good reason to be suspicious about his communications and, you know, his search terms that he's used. So that was once again not Section 1702, but Section 702, which was of the FISA Amendments Act that Trump had signed, Senate Bill 139, back in 2018. So, would you like to get into these hospital protocols, including remdesivir?
Well, let's just get into Gilead. So, Gilead is the manufacturer of and the patent owner of the drug remdesivir. Remdesivir has a brand name called Veklury, V-E-K-L-U-R-Y. Remdesivir is what it's most well known by for its generic name. Gilead has been a company that's been around for 30 years, has never sold a product. I want you to tell me, how is it possible that Gilead Sciences has been able to buy for hundreds of millions of dollars companies for 30 years, buy them up and add them to Gilead? How is it possible when they've never had anything they've ever sold? No product they've ever sold? How are they on the Wall Street? They never actually turned a profit if they were selling nothing. All of a sudden, they're granted the one and only emergency use authorization, and then finally, a FDA approval for the only drug to treat all COVID-19 Americans, now worldwide in other countries, as the only drug. How is it possible that Gilead for 30 years made money when they had no product they ever sold? Now, remdesivir, they've been working on and have been trying to get FDA approved for like 10 years before the pandemic. It went through 4 human trials against other viruses. In all 4 studies, it failed in providing effectiveness, and it always had the highest death toll in the studies that they did it with. And so the safety boards for each of these studies just kept pulling it and saying no one else in the study can get these drugs, remdesivir, because it's too toxic, it's too deadly, it isn't working. Well, it was no different for the Ebola trial the year before the pandemic. So from November 2018 to December of 2019 in Africa, in 4 regions, there was an experimental research study being done with 4 experimental drugs, one called remdesivir, 3 were monoclonal antibodies, including Regeneron, and they gave these drugs to people. They were PCR testing and calling it Ebola. It's called the Ebola study. So for a year, they were giving 4 regions in Africa, people who tested positive PCR-wise for Ebola virus, which PCR tests don't check for, they then gave them 28 days of these 4 drugs, split between 4 groups in 4 different regions. So a patient would get remdesivir, or another patient would get Regeneron, or another patient would get ZMAP, or another person would or group would get MAB114, which was another monoclonal antibody. Now, this study is going on for a year, but halfway through that 1 year study, they found, the safety board did, who's always there to make sure the experimental drugs aren't killing people, they found halfway through the study that remdesivir had a death percentage in all the people they gave it to of 53% of all people died who had PCR tested positive for Ebola, and they gave them remdesivir. Now, just so you know, this study was kind of disgusting because you didn't even have to test positive PCR-wise for Ebola to be enrolled in the study to get any of these experimental drugs. In the study, it's defined that if they PCR tested a woman and that woman tested positive for Ebola but didn't have any symptoms, they would call that a positive case. If she had a baby, a newborn, that was younger than 7 days old, 7 days to 1 day old, those children could automatically be enrolled in the study and be considered a positive Ebola case, even if they didn't test positive for it. So babies who were born and up to 7 days old were included in the study if their mother tested positive PCR-wise for a Ebola positive case. These people were all included in that trial, an experimental trial with four drugs that they didn't know if it would work or not in babies. It's just disgusting. Anthony Fauci's NIAID department at the NIH is the only group that funded this whole study for a year. So Anthony Fauci knew everything that was going on in the study. They would have been giving him the reports, the safety board would have, and he would have known in August, halfway through the study, that remdesivir killed 53% of all people in the study, and no other drug had over 50% death rate. So the safety board would have alerted Anthony Fauci that they were pulling that drug from the study and that it was the least effective and the most dangerous. So for him to say in May of 2020 that it was proven safe and effective in the Ebola trial, which is what he said, and made me so angry when I read his memo in May of 2020, it made me furious that he would lie that that drug was found safe and effective, because the safety board, their job is to determine which drugs are safer and effective. And they said that one wasn't. They said it was the least effective and the most dangerous, and then pulled it from the study. So that's how horrific remdesivir was. Now, I just need you to know, it must have been already concluded before the pandemic was started. And it was started. This was all planned out. It must have already been determined that remdesivir was going to be the golden child selected as the drug only to be used on all Americans and then worldwide. Because December 19th of 2019, they published the findings of the Ebola trial, and it's determined that Regeneron and a monoclonal antibody called MAB114 were the most successful at reducing supposedly death from Ebola. Remdesivir was not. That was December of 2019 when that publishes. Anthony Fauci would have known, but he still selected it. But the very next month, January of 2020, is when Gilead is allowed by Fauci to do a study on COVID-19 patients. And what we learned from that study is what everyone's experiencing in hospitals right now.
Gotcha. Thanks for going over that history once again that's still affecting us today. Dr. Artis, we're speaking with Dr. Brian Artis on National Intel Report. Chris Steiner here, substitute hosting. We'll be back for the next hour, have some comments from the chat room on Facebook. And your calls are welcome, so please stay tuned.
We must take America back. We must take America back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.